Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. There's three openings I want you to have. I'm going to open the one opening, and I hope I can get to the other two, but I'm going to give them all three to you. In Job 22:21-28 has been sort of a foundational text for decreeing. And then Isaiah 9:6-7, it gives the governmental of having heaven back up in decreeing. And then our scripture that our pioneered and pace setting and pathfinding aspect of this ministry in the apostolic is Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11 through 16. That's where we're trying to get in maturity as individuals, not just in the pulpit, but as individual Christian. You have to know you have a divine right to be strong in the Lord. Now, I think the scriptures in Job, turn to Job 22, the scripture is accurate, and some say it's inaccurate because it was accusing Job of some things, but by the same token, I believe the church at large might be in that position, not recognizing. And then Job said a few things too in the first chapter. He was scared. But in 22, Job 22, 21, I want to reemphasize the words of maturity here. The word like becoming better acquainted with God. It takes time for that, you know. And then in the 22nd verse, you saw the word receive. In the 23rd verse, I underlined the word return, back full force to God. And notice in the 25th verse, you'll find the word defense. In the 27th verse, you'll find the word, I got the word prayer underlined. And then now you're ready to decree. So I'll just read the 28th verse. Thou shalt also decree a thing. Other words, you got to mature to that level. Are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
The level of decreeing. Let me tell you why. And take notes from this. Let me read the verse. Thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee. Notice it shall be established. In other words, you're not saying something that's not going to happen when you're decreeing. You spiritually educated enough to know it got to come to pass. All right? No matter what it looked like, what way it turned, when you really understand the spiritual aspect of decreeing, and you have a right because you're a Christian, and Jesus lives on the inside of you, you're going to say things that got to happen. Now, that don't even, you know, we done had faith teaching, but it don't seem like this right. That it got to come to pass because I said it. But when you understand and you're matured enough to know that it's not by might, nor by power, but by His Spirit, and you're using your faith. So it's a lot of things going to change in your life. I'm going to tell you right now, a lot of things going to change. Just listen, a lot of things going to change because you're going to a deeper dimension of divinity. When things are decreed, let me tell you some things you take note of. Decreeing is a divine deciding. In other words, you as a Christian, because of revelation, because of maturing, you divinely decide things with the Word of God and speak it out, and it has to come to pass. So decreeing actually is divinely deciding things, saying it, but it's already decided. It got to come to pass. So, and I'm going to give you some more notes on that, but I want to deal with tonight how to develop a decreeing anointing. How to develop a decreeing anointing. But let me say some more about decreeing. A real decree is always packing blood back up. The cross, all that Jesus paid for. When you become a divine decreer and wearing that type of anointing, it has to come to pass. So now, you see, everything you're dealing with now, you can put yourself in a decreeing position. And it got to change. Now, it don't even sound right in the church. I mean, we've been saying things, praying. No, but I want you to grow to this factor of your divinity. It's another realm. Let me tell you something else about it. I got to talk to you. Walk slow. It's a divine deciding. Got it?
Yes, sir.
It's packing blood back up. Now, listen to the next statement now. It is a kingdom realm decision. When you decree a thing properly, it is a kingdom realm decision. What I said is?
A kingdom realm decision.
It's a decision. So, I mean, it's done. You got enough revelation on the inside of you to know that it belonged to you, and it's a kingdom decision.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
All right. So, what we're talking about is a new dimension of living. Let's look at two other verses. And I think when we talk about this anointing, Isaiah 10:27. Turn there for a minute. Because in decreeing, burden and stress and things that bother you, if you decree every day how you want things to come out, it'll start happening. Especially if you instruct it properly. And my job is to instruct you apostolically to know that this is just not a flashing message. This is a message of maturity. It's a divine right for you to say something, and it got to come to pass.
Yes, sir.
Because of your sonship.
Yes, sir.
Because of your divinity.
Yes, sir.
Because of your relationship with Almighty God.
Yes, sir.
See, it's not just a religious reservoir. This is reality.
Yes,
and there's a remnant in that realm in these last days.
Yes,
must step up. And they'll change issues. They say, no, it can't be like that. And they'll say what it's supposed to be. And it got to come to pass. That's powerful. That's redemptive. That's strong, isn't it? I want you to see what God is doing here. Now look at Isaiah 10:27. I want you to look at that verse. And it shall come to pass in that day that his burden should be taken away from off thy shoulder and his yoke from off thy neck. I don't want no yoke on me, not no depression yoke. Burden and yokes, you can decree them away. And the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. You see that?
Yes,
now there's a kindred verse in the Gospel of Matthew. The decree anointing works by revelation. So you have to properly study, you have to properly be taught, but it works by revelation. Look in Matthew 11:27, because it's kindred to Isaiah 10:27. So tonight we're in the process of developing in you a decreeing anointing. Yeah, you got you use your faith, but you have to have understanding of what you're doing. You got heaven back up. You got your decrees is blood packing. In other words, it's already been paid for. Now the feeling will finally come, but don't go by the feeling. No, you can't run by feeling because that's your body. You can't do that. It'll finally come, but don't base it on that, all right? I read verse 28 and 30 for many years, and in my pondering and meditating, Matthew 11, the Lord said, no, go back to the 27th verse, Matthew 11, 27. Now, this is one of the things you're going to have to be a decreer. You're going to have revelation. That means you're going to have the Holy Spirit talking to you. And that means you're going to have ears to hear what he's saying. That means that the Holy Spirit's voice is going to become so strong, it don't matter what nobody else say. It don't matter what the situation say. It don't matter what the feeling say. It don't matter what the ratio say. It doesn't matter what science say. It doesn't matter what the news media say. It doesn't matter what the internet says. It doesn't matter what academics say. It doesn't matter what science says. It just doesn't matter what white folks say, what black folks, Japanese. It doesn't matter what nobody says. When you come to revelation, you walk over all that. See, I'm seeing something right now. Revelation locks hands with righteousness. I never heard that before, but you take that down, put it down. Revelation locks hands with righteousness, and righteousness decree and declares already done. Now I'm talking about your everyday affairs. I'm talking about whatever you're dealing with as a person in any scenario. You have a right to have a decree, yes, sir. To declare,
yes, sir.
To determine, to decide,
yes, sir.
Spiritually, how it's going to come out.
Yes,
now, I'm telling you, you got to grow up. You got to grow up. You got to grow up in the spirit. Now, you can't just sit in the same spot where you've been. When you get on the apostolic ladder, it began to take you other places. I know because it's been jerking me left and right. Go higher. Breathe stronger. There's a whole lot the church has not seen because we're sort of circling. A lot of things was accomplished, don't get me wrong. But there are degrees that we have to step into now. You understand me? All right, let me see what else I can give you here. In the 27th verse now of the 11th chapter of Matthew, we're talking about developing a decreeing anointing, how to develop a decreeing anointing. Now, I'll give you some definition of the word decree. You got some of it?
Yes.
You know what it is?
Yes.
It's decreeing is a divine standard that had been set by heaven. That nobody can change. I'm just letting some things come out of me. You know, it's a divine standard. It's a standard that has no voting rights. Nobody can change it. Oh, you understand? See, according to Ephesians 4, 12 through 16, this is where the church is supposed to be. They're supposed to be so far ahead of everybody else, everybody want to be saved. Your life shining so bright and you're doing so many things. How you doing all that? And you start talking to them about a decree and anointing. I just say it. And God, heaven back me up. Are you following me? So the stagnation, the stagnation and the moments the church has been going through having a good time, but not changing as much as we should change. First of all, in our personal life. And then in the life of those around us.
Yes, sir.
Bible said, let your light shine.
Yes, sir.
So men may see your good work and glorify the Father which is in heaven. That's what the Bible says. So I want you to think growth in these Bible studies, because there's a growing factor going on, and it has to be by revelation. It can't be by just reading or just saying something. It got to be, you know what you're talking about.
Yes, sir.
Hmm?
Yes, sir.
So that's where the anointing come in at. When the anointing hit play, Jesus told his whole ministry in Luke 4:18, Spirit of the Lord is upon me.
Yes,
in Nahum 5:16, that he did by the anointing, but his whole work was by the anointing, the Holy Spirit. And so may a decreeing anointing rest on you tonight. That thing that you say must come to pass because you're sincere and you trust in God. Are you following me? So we're not talking about humanly talking. Are you following me? So we're moving into another realm of thinking, drinking, eating, understanding in the spirit world, and the angels and the Holy Spirit is waiting on someone to act it out. I dare you. Them angels got decreeing angels. And they've been so tired just sitting by. I said, well, I wish somebody in the church just rise up. Well, they have found a few of us. And I want you to take your time with scriptures. I want you to take your time in prayer. I want you to take your time. I want you to look at the scenario you may need to deal with. It could be physically. It could be family-wise, whatever it is. There's no more argument. It's time to deal with it. And you got to all, everything, every function we make must be in love and respect for one another.
Yes, sir.
See, you got to be in love, all right? You understand that, right? All right, now, you saw Isaiah 10:27, right? You saw about the yoke and the burden and the anointing to get rid of both of them, right? All right, here in the 27th verse, I'm going to read this because I've got quite a few more things I need to say to you tonight. As we develop this decreeing anointing. In verse 27, it says, all things are delivered unto me of my Father, and no man knoweth. All things are delivered unto me of my Father. And no man knoweth the Son but the Father. Neither knows any man the Father save the Son, and he to whomsoever the Son will reveal him. Yeah, that's a real spiritual voice there. It's talking about revelation, how the relationship with God is a revelation relationship. So what happened to get to this rim, we're going to have to crucify your reasoning. Because reasoning, it got a certain level it will go. But reasoning can't move in the realm of revelation. Because reason got an argument, this can't be done, you can't do this, you can't cross no Red Sea without no boat. Without no ship. Moses did. Just walked on the bottom of it. So reason can't go there. But revelation can go there. So you as a divine decreer, all right, a supernatural decreer, will have enough understanding that my words have divine backup. My words are backed up with miracles, signs, wonders. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
And one of the things, listen to me. You must be pulled off your ability.
Yes, sir.
Your shortcomings must be shut down by the blood. Because what Satan reminds you of your shortcoming, and all of us have some, but you shed him down by the blood. In other words, I'm not saying this on my ability. I'm saying this on his ability. And I'm using my faith. You see it? Now, Jesus said, come unto me. Look at the 28th verse. All you that labor and are heavy laden, I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. For I'm meek and lowly in heart. You shall find rest unto your soul. For my yoke is easy and my burden light. Yoke and burden. So you change. Isaiah 10, 27 verse 1. Now, here Jesus give an example of it. All right? So let's go now. Making supernatural decrees. I'll say it in a different way. Making decrees in the supernatural realm. Get this definition because it's not going to serve you well. You're just going to think it's another Wednesday night Bible class, and that's where you're going to miss it at. Decreeing is a governing factor in the spirit realm. Ooh, I love that. Decreeing is a governing factor in the spirit realm. Now, the governing factor come from, turn to Isaiah 9, 6. These verses not used enough because Ephesians 4, 12 through 16 wasn't carrying out right. But turn to Isaiah 9, 6. Put Isaiah 9, 6 on the board for me. Isaiah 9, 6. See, divine backup, divine strength, divine revelation, divine understanding belong to you because you carry the divine nature. Now, here's the kind of backup a decree would have when you have revelation. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government, that a word I want you to see. I want you to see that word government. Every Christian have governmental right. Spiritual governmental right. Oh, my goodness. To decree things by faith and watch it come to pass. Amen. And the government shall be up on his shoulder. This has happened. Yes, sir. This has happened. That's a prophecy, but this has happened. Yes. And his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Yes, and this is the kind of backup you got. Go to the next verse. Now hear what God is aiming to do in this generation. Increase his in government through us. And by being a bona fide decreer, wearing a decreeing anointing, it's going to increase the government that been waiting on somebody to increase it. Are y'all listening?
Yes, sir.
See, circling days are over. And just getting happy.
Yes, sir.
You can get happy, but you need to do something. Need to be powerful, man. When you open your mouth, people ought to be trembling around you. You packing a divine Jesus live on the inside of you. The Holy Ghost on the inside of you. You got the Word of God on the inside of you. All the gifts of the Spirit on the inside of you. All the fruit of the Spirit on the inside of you. You follow what I'm saying? And so you are so powerful. Of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end. Look at what it says. Upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom, to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice. See, in decreeing, you putting out governmental orders. The church has that ability. The church is the only one has that ability. Christians are the only one that can put out divine order. But you see, what have happened without having proper instruction to somewhat, the church been diluted in her thinking, and she talked like a natural man. Even though she's speaking scripture, but she don't have enough force behind it. You understand? Now, the next thing you deal with going to be different if you're listening. If you're listening. That governmental scripture had to be fulfilled by a kingdom citizen, and all of you all are kingdom citizens. The only way that scripture going to be alive today is that you and I permit the Lord to use us. All right? So decreeing is a governing factor in the spirit realm. Wow. You heard that?
Yes.
Decreeing. Turn back to Job 22, 28, so you can look at that verse every now and then. Say, decree a thing, and it shall be established. Because I want you to sit there while I go through some things with you. Thou shalt decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee. And the light shall shine upon thy way. So anything dark in your life, when you learn how to decree,
yes,
the light gonna come.
Yes, sir.
You know, the light can come before it leave. You start rejoicing.
Yes,
Paul and Silas was shouting for the jail door open.
Yes.
That's what caused it to come open.
Yes.
They were rejoicing like it's already open.
Yes.
Yes. Here's another. Turn to 1 Chronicles 29. Look at verse 11. Because decreeing has to have the understanding of this also. Oh, my God. I mean, he told me this while I was up here. Oh, my God. 1 Chronicles 29. You have to know him. To decree is believing in God's sovereignty.
Yes, sir.
In other words, everything for my benefit is already selling.
Yes, sir.
Everything for my blessing.
Wow.
Come on, say it. For my blessing,
already selling.
I got to know this. Because Satan constantly trying to lie to me. Jesus said, I come that you might have life.
Yes.
Say, you know what a thief come for? Steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus said, I ain't paying anything. I come that you might have life, and you might have more abundantly. So it must be that I can walk in the abundant life with the thief still want to steal, kill, and destroy, that I have more power than him. But I got to know it. So when you talk about decreeing, you're talking about, I'm a believer in God's sovereignty. It's already done. Now look at his voice. Thine, O Lord, is the greatness. That is. So your decree's got greatness backing it up. And the power. Look, come on now. And the glory. How much you want to be back up? And the victory. And how much you need? And the majesty. In other words, when you decree properly, all of those power and forces are with you and behind you to make sure it come to pass.
Amen.
What?
Glory to God.
Glory.
For all that is in the heaven,
uh-huh,
and in the earth is thine.
Yes.
And thine is the kingdom, O Lord. Go to the next verse. I just want you all to see this tonight. Both riches and honor come of thee. And thou reignest over all. And in thy hand is power.
Yeah.
And that's right. And and is in thy hand. It is to make great and to give strength unto all. That's the kind of backup you have when you understand decreeing God's sovereignty. So a decree is an order that has the force of heaven back up. Good God Almighty.
Yes, yes.
It's an order. I'm not asking you, can I do it?
Yes.
I'm letting you know I know it's already mine.
Yes.
I'm about to take it.
Yes.
I think that was an old blues song that we're going to move beyond tonight. You can make it if you try. That might school. That was an old song on the street, I believe. You can make it if you try. We're not talking about that.
No.
We ain't talking about trying.
No.
In other words, I'm denying all satanic powers from holding me back. And you have that authority. You have the right to do that. Are y'all listening to me?
Yes, sir.
I wrote it another way. It's a foreordaining will to determine our order. And I wrote this to encourage you, so you take it and let the Holy Spirit speak to you. There are some divine traveling you will have to become acquainted with in the spirit realm if you want to see the blessing of God unlock in your life. You're going to have to travel beyond normal church. I know some of y'all have been in church 40, 50 years. Some of y'all have been in church longer than me. Church, you know. But you're going to have to travel. The normal path will not handle this culture. This culture trying to get your eyes off of God. On them. But every time they do something, you go back to God.
Yeah.
And recognize that everything that's not functioning from this Bible is going to be dealt with.
Yes,
you understand?
Yes,
so you don't have a thing to worry about? Here, I'll say it another way. Moving into another dominion in the spirit properly. I'm gonna get it, Lord. I need to read that scripture. Moving into another dominion. I didn't say dimension. When I was studying, I wanted to put a dimension. He said, no, I didn't say that. I said dominion. Dominating,
yes, sir.
Controlling,
yes, sir.
Putting back in order,
yes, sir.
Divine vision,
yes, sir.
Takes back over,
yes, sir.
Not man vision,
thank you, Lord.
Spiritual vision.
Yes.
Hmm. My goodness. How many of y'all want to see greater blessing of God unlock in your life?
Yes.
That's what this is all about. They're not going to unlock automatically. Sometime 12 going to go this way and you're going to have to go this way. You got to be led. See, I'm speaking both from revelation and experience. This is what I had to do. I had to kind of do it. I have to follow the Lord no matter what happened, I had to go to the Lord's way. And it pays all, class. The clean anointing will when properly understood, carry the power of Hebrews 4:12. The word of God is quick and powerful. It rightly divides you. It carried the authority of John 6:63. The words that I speak to you, they are spirit and life. So spirit, God's spirit and God's life follows a proper decree. Now, who can stop God's spirit? Who can stop God's life? They don't exist. Because God is sovereign. And then Isaiah 55:11. So it carried Hebrews 4:12, John 6:63, and Isaiah 55:11. It's telling you about a decree. Isaiah 55:11. Every word that God speaks is a decreeing word. And so he's training us as the prophets and the apostles learn how to speak words with decree as decreeing words. And they know it had Isaiah 55:11. You got it? On it. In other words, I'm saying to you, in this decreeing anointing, your words will become Isaiah 55:11. They will not, they cannot, no way return to you void.
Hallelujah.
Now I know this is strong and I know this is not a song, but the dimension that God want to bring us to is so powerful. In other words, your word become Isaiah 55:11. Your word can't return to your void. Your word will accomplish what you please. Your word shall prosper in the thing whereunto you send it. See the word of God, what God intended, this is a mirror. For you to look in and see yourself in his realm. All right, let's go a little further. Decree an order that has the force of heaven back up. Listen, a raw decree, a foreordaining will of God to command. To determine an order, called order, demand. Now, look at Genesis 1:28. You're not going to ever get there without knowing how to decree. Genesis 1:28. This is our first instruction from God in essence. And God blessed them, and God said to them, be fruitful and multiply, and replenish the earth and subdue. It have dominion over the fishes. See, subdue, replenish, be fruitful. Dominion. What you dealing with right now? I don't care what it is. What you dealing with? You know, God is here tonight. You better understand what God is trying to do to you. You understand you being promoted tonight? Every person on the sound of my voice, we all being promoted tonight, promoted in the spirit, as he teach us. Oh my goodness. See, your decreeing becomes God talking. Because you're matured enough to know that it's him doing it.
Yes.
But he's using you.
Yeah.
Why put up with it anymore? Yeah. Why put up with that little stress or the mess? Why put up with it? Just sit down and think about it, meditate, and just get up and say something. Yeah. In the name of Jesus. Yeah. I'm not taking this no more in the name of Jesus. What? Have some peace. Rest your nut. Fighting with every little thing come up. Now, he says to me, don't miss this statement. He says to me, the creed is a commanding faith that knows its authority. Write that down. It's a commanding faith that knows its authority. Then he gave me Mark 11:22-24. And you've heard that over and over again. Have faith in God. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever shall say to this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea. You see what I'm saying? Let me say it again to you. This is clearly a commanding faith that knows its authority. Now, while you're sitting here listening tonight, it's being built in you. You're coming up to that level, another degree of faith. Listen, God made you a commander in life as you develop in his ways. I got scripture here, Isaiah 45. Are you getting this?
Yes, sir.
See, he said, decree a thing and it shall be established unto thee. Yeah. So there's a lot of things that not going to be established unless you learn how to be a bona fide decree. Yes, otherwise, you're not just saying something. You're commanding things to happen. Yes. Because you know you have divine rights by divine insight.
Yes.
Oh, my. Oh, my, 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 my. Isaiah 45, verse 11. Thus saith the Lord, the Holy One of Israel, and his maker, ask me of a thing to come concerning my sons and concerning the work of my hand, command ye me. I've made the earth and created man upon it. I, even my hand, have stretched out to heaven, and all their hosts have I commanded. Yes, I have raised up, verse 13, I've raised him up in righteousness, and I will direct all his ways, and he shall build my city, and he shall let go my captive, not for price nor reward, saith the Lord of hosts. Oh, go free tonight. See, you don't want to be popular, you want to be powerful.
Yes.
Anybody can be popular.
Yes.
Just put your little something on, shake a little bit, anybody can be popular. But I'm talking about powerful. I'm talking about saying something, demanding something, and it got to come to pass. Now, I've seen it over and over again. I've seen so many things. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. So I know it's not because you're smart. But they tried to teach me English and mess my anointing up. I told her, quit. I quit. I quit our school. I went to boys' school. I quit. I was trying to get all that English stuff straight. My anointing was leaving. I said, oh, no. I'd rather go with the anointing in English. Now, you're going to have to trust me in what I'm about to say now. Every stuck in life you've been in tonight, get ready to pull out. Every stuck in life you have been in tonight, get ready to pull out. And, you know, you use that story. Mark 5, 25 to 29, that girl was in a stuck. She was sick. But she pulled out that stuck because that girl actually made a decree. She said, Bobby said, she's saved. And right after that, she was healed. Woman with the issue of blood in Mark 5. Just put it down as your scripture. Mark 5, 25 to 29. Now, understanding the power of a kingship decree. And I want you to look in 2 Chronicles chapter 30, verse 1 through 6. I'm not going there, but I want you to have that. But the next thing I want to tell you quickly is decreeing is unlocking the blessing of God in your life. Give me Daniel 4:17. Unlocking the blessings of God in your life. I just want to look at Daniel 4:17. This matter is by the decree of the watchers and the demand by the word of the holy ones. See, a decree is a divine demand to the intent that the living may know that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of man and giveth it to whosoever he will and setteth up over it the basis of men. the basis of men of low degree, because they trust him. You see, the guy with the high IQ, that woman with the high IQ, you can't trust them with much, because they're gonna patting themselves on the back and saying, you know, this and that, you know. So you got that? You won't be robbed anymore because of keeping the valves open. The valves of your divine right. Decreeing is a divine. Decreeing is a doubt flusher. Decreeing shut down double-mindedness. Decreeing open doors that no power can close. Open doors that no power can close. Hallelujah. That's a door you want to get open, right? Decreeing is standing on God's will, standing on God's ways, and standing on God's word. I'm just about through. Every area, hear me now, of your life can flourish with decrees. And tonight, because you was wise enough to show up, I wear the decree and anointing. Been wearing it for many years. I have to actually watch what I say or it'll show up. Okay. And it all the glory to him, you understand? But if you pursue him and if you love him and you accept correction and let him give you direction, the Lord is not through with you yet. Tell the person next to you, the Lord is not through with you yet. You follow me? There's a lot of things the Lord wants to do with you. And he's training you. He's really training you, because I can feel the anointing moving in these lessons. And you didn't hear it all, but in your prayer time, your devotion and your thinking and your meditation, a lot of things gonna come up. You're not through with you yet. How many of y'all hide your age? That's not right. Don't hide your age, because your age is a blessing. I'm gonna share something with you tonight. What's the name of that book? Get ready to write this down. Is it blank on you? Aging. God's Anti-Aging Plan by Patricia. What?
Patricia King.
Page 73. It's a confession I make every day. 73, right? What page is it? 79. It's a confession I make every day. Carol and I make every day. Huh?
79 and 80.
79, 80, and 81. Get that book. I'm going to get them put in the bookstore, Lauren. Get a hold of that book. Get a 100 copies of it. Because people need to know this. You just start living when you get 55. Because on the other side, you're too stupid. Excuse me. You don't have enough background. You don't have enough foundation. And so the world system, and I'm going to close, we're going to come. The world system have depress people from being seniors. And they think about the grave, they think about slowing up, they think about cutting back. No. No, that's the way they set it up. You just begin to live when you're 55. Your years, the promise is 120. You got to start saying something.
Yes.
Just like the system set everything up on medicine. Now, medicine when you need it is powerful, but you need to train yourself how to correct it some other way. You understand what I'm saying? So don't want none of y'all. I got more than one person. You're over 90. Many over 80. That's a good report, isn't it?
Yes.
And none of us talking no old stuff. Because if I ever catch any of my people talking, well, I don't know. Shut up. Go do some exercise. Ride a bicycle. Run in the ditch. That's all you're hitting the ditch. Just don't hurt yourself. Get up and get on again. Get on again. But it's you just start living. At 70, you just start living. And people need you at that age, because you got that experience under your belt, and you're gonna go sleep on us and didn't tell us all that stuff God told you. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
So I want y'all, don't be ashamed of being a senior. But don't be a silly senior and let the system tear you down. You got many more years.
Thank you.
Am I helping anybody?
Yes.
Yeah, just take care of yourself. That's why I've been trying to minister here about eating and proper, putting proper stuff in your body. That's so important. I'm looking out for you. I want you to be here.
Yes,
year after year after year. You know, y'all held responsible, because y'all getting it. So don't be when you see that confession, boy. I mean, I wish I could have give all y'all a gift tonight and give that book to you. I should have bought it, but I want you to see it, and especially anybody over 55. That's when they start telling you, you're 55. Oh. I'm no longer going to order them tomorrow, right, Lord? They'll be here. They're going to be wonderful for you. Because it changed a whole lot of things. Even the church don't even know what they're talking about when they get down to age. They get to talk all crazy talk, you know. Now, see, why do you think I'm here tonight? I got to teach all next week. Why? Because apostolically, there's some things God want to put in you.
Yes, sir.
You know, I want to bow and say, well, I'm going to rest tonight. He said, no, you ain't. I want you to go out there and give him this lesson. See, I'm not retiring. I'm refiring. Man, that's what you got to do. So all y'all old age thinkers, shut up and wait till you get the book.